Our second story is coming from Karnataka. Was Kannada actor Darshan present at the scene of crime? Bengaluru police, which has been busy investigating this case, has been interrogating the star, his girlfriend, while conducting spot requests.
With the ongoing interrogation of Kannada star Darshan at Bengaluru's Anna Purneshwari police station, fans have been thronging the place, forcing the cops to resort to mild lathi charge to disperse them. It was the same scene when the actor was escorted to recreate the scene of crime. Shock and disbelief amongst fans, even as the case against the actor seems to be getting stronger and more revelations emerge before the investigator.
Law is the same to everybody. The same law is applicable to me and to him. And law will take its own action. Unless it is proved otherwise, he has to be taken under the law.
On June 10, the accused persons, identified as Raghavendra, Karthik and Kesavamurthy, visited the police station at 7 p.m. They confessed to the murder of Renuka Swami. The interrogation led to more arrests, where they all mentioned that money was allegedly offered to them to surrender and conceal the involvement of Darshan. Rupees 5 lakhs was allegedly offered to each of those who initially surrendered.
We come to you from the scene of crime. This is exactly the place where the body of Renuka Swami, 33-year-old, was found, which triggered a series of investigation procedures that the Bengaluru police followed, and they rounded up on 10 people, and upon interrogation, actor Darshan's name, famous Kannada actor's involvement, seemed to surface.
While the police have 6 days custody to interrogate Darshan and his woman friend, the counsel representing the challenging star are hoping to challenge the evidence in the courts as they seek bail for the accused.
And joining me now is Sanjana Galrani. She is a Kannada actor and also the co-star of Darshan. Lata Srinivasan is an entertainment journalist. Sanjay Sahai is former AD, DGP of, additional DGP of Karnataka and also a cybersecurity expert. And we also have Dr. Deepak Raheja, who is a psychiatrist. I'm going to begin with you, Sanjay Sahai. Here, the entire story is revolving around those alleged obscene messages that were sent to someone who was seen as close to Darshan, you know. In this case, the actress Pavitra Gowda. And then it is about leading to that murder. Why have our minds become so triggered? You know, why does it get triggered so easily by social media posts?
See, I will start not with the social media post, but it's primarily I feel that the rich and the influential and celebrity type people, they feel they can get away with any sort of a crime. And in this backdrop, we can see the Pune case. Mm-hmm. Then we come to the social media. So social media has completely transformed the nature we live, work and play. And our whole life, from the real life, we have got to social media as the most primary source of our existence. So the celebrity, they fall back on the people who support them over the social media, and they feel that anything written on the social media which goes against them is something for which they need to react. And we have had large number of cases starting with social media and even the government agencies reacting to even small amount of things which is written on the social media. So primarily might be in the backdrop of a broken marriage and also large amount of bickering which has happened in last 8-9 years. Between the actor, his wife and Pavitra. So I think this backdrop has also been there. The actor has been intemperate and he has been involved himself into quite a few of this nature of skirmishes, never of the level which we are seeing right now. So social media has become the mainstream medium of interaction, mainstream medium of influencing, and also the mainstream medium of keeping your followers intact. Otherwise, these lewd remarks, couple of them, I think everybody takes in its stride, anybody who's having a celebrity status. But yes, getting an idea to literally do away with a human being for these 2-3 remarks or whatever might be the number of remarks is something unimaginable.
Yes, that exactly is the point here, Sanjay Sahai. Here is someone, yes. I mean, because with celebrity status also comes that, you know, you develop a thick skin. You understand that your actions or your characters can develop some very sharp reactions from your followers, but then leading to murder, in which all 13 of them have been arrested. There is confession which has happened, and it's very, very clear that, of course, the interrogation is still going on of Pavitra and Darshan, but the larger plot is clear.
See, the larger plot is very, very clear. The larger point which I'm trying to drive home is also very, very clear, that the celebrities and people who are influencers in our society, they have not been able to get to a level where they know how to handle the social media. So this whole social media is still a very unknown sort of a creature, where people are reacting in different manners, and they feel that any disgrace in the social media will do away with their celebrity status and might be that semi-iconic image which they have created. So that will go for a six. So broadly, our incapability to get into social media from a very, very matured style, and might be a period that particular thing happens, but currently it is not in the way troll and things happen. It is just unimaginable. As far as the investigation of the case is concerned, to best of my understanding, and my particular understanding is based on the public domain, and lots of things are in the public domain, from the time of the abduction, this person being kidnapped and brought to Bangalore, then the assault, from assault to the dead body being thrown at the place where it was found, and these people conspiring, coming, disappearing, telephone, mobile phone records, and also the CCTV. I think the plot is nearly clear. The postmortem report is yet to come, which will try and fix the nature of the injury.
Sanjana, you know, Darshan, we have Sanjana, but before that, I want to understand from you, Lata. Lata, Darshan isn't really new to controversy. Even he has had several such skirmishes, as was being highlighted by Sanjay Sahai, in the past as well. And here it is that he has taken the most extreme step and is facing the allegation of a heinous crime of this nature. But look at the sheer irony, I would say, that these alleged inappropriate messages were sent in a private space, in the sense that this was not put out in a public domain. These were sent privately, and then Pavitra allegedly shares with Darshan, and then he goes ahead and does this.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one thing we need to understand, like you said about Darshan, is that he is he's always been a very extremely temperamental person. And over the last decade, if you see the number of controversies he's been embroiled in, right from 2011, you know, when his wife accused him of domestic abuse, and then they went to the police, and then, of course, they reconciled because other senior, you know, film industry leaders came and, you know, intervene. But every few years, he's been involved in some serious issue or the other, even assaulting a waiter for which he paid 50,000 rupees and they hushed it up and so on. Last year, his dog attacked somebody and there was a police case filed and, you know, that got resolved. So Darshan has always been a very controversial figure. But one thing is, he has a very strong fandom. You know, his fans are like crazy about him. And that also, I think, you know, plays a very big role here. Now, whatever, of course, his married life has not gone. His wife and he are allegedly separated, and he allegedly has a relationship with Pavitra right now. And even she put out a post on Instagram saying, you know, it's been 10 years that they've been together. So given the fact that, you know, he has such a huge number of fans, there are many of them who tend to become like stalkers, you know. We saw Baby Reindeer recently, you know, which was a huge show on Netflix. They do tend to stalk you on social media, and social media has blown, you know, this private life of people so wide open, especially celebrities, that there's nothing you can conceal anymore. And I think that's a good side and a bad side, you know, and that's where Darshan has been caught. And as far as the WhatsApp messages, you know, being in private and so on, I think this could have been handled very differently. But given his temperamental streak, I think it just went in a very different direction.
Yes, perhaps, you know, the sheer idea that you are larger than life actor and you can get away with it. Dr. Deepak Raheja, is that star syndrome actually leading to such kinds of crimes?
So the star status, like has been said, definitely can contribute to that feeling of untouchability and invincibility and being able to get away with anything that one does. But I think it's also to do with the temperament of the person, the predisposition, the personality profile, because what's being alleged is not something very subtle. He's accused of murder in absolute with absolute planning and conniving. So we do see streaks of manipulativeness, a preconceived idea, and then taking it to execution. So of course, I mean, but it will be unfair to say that all stars can be prone to acts like that. I mean, the starhood can come up with this share of grandeur and the diva syndrome that they carry, but I think it's definitely to do with individual predisposition, what where you are in life right now, what kind of relationship he had with Pavitra, how Pavitra narrated, I mean also what the profile that Pavitra had and the manner in which she would have narrated to him, but perhaps I mean how it enraged and infuriated him to the extent to go on and hire hitmen and plan something to this meticulous execution. This is horrific.
Let me take that question, in fact, to Sanjana, who's joining us, who's also worked as a co-star of Darshan. Sanjana, thank you so much. I want to understand, since you have worked with Darshan and you have known Darshan, did he at any point tell you about these kind of messages that, Pavitra was receiving? And what kind of man was he in terms of being in an equation such as you had?
Firstly, I have been his co-star and I have not been his friend to know his personal whereabouts. But I can tell you one thing, that Darshan is like a demigod figure out here in the Kannada industry. He's having an image of an actor, of a successful actor, which is larger than life. And people just not watch his films or fan him. People out here worship him. He's as big as that. And however, this has been like a black day for us ever since yesterday, or rather even today. It's been like a doomsday for the Kannada industry. And his last film, Katera, also was very successful on a pan-India level. He's a box office badshah, a box office sultan, or you can call him the biggest money ruler in the Kannada industry. And his films are doing well nationally. So distributors are earning huge monies even nationally because of his film and because of the brand that he is. And howsoever, we are very emotionally related to him for the kind of social work that he has done, for the kind of a person he is. From the person that he is and that I know, I still remember he would not even call me by my name when I was shooting with him. He'd be like, Ji Suniye, that colloquial slang in Kannada, Amma Kutkoli, Amma Tindi Aita, Amma. You know, that is how he represents a woman, and that was his tone when I was working with him in a film titled Arjun. And a very soft-spoken man, very hugely built perhaps, very soft-spoken gentleman, and the way he would talk to any woman, the way he would behave with any woman. There was a scene when he had to lift me. So he discussed it with me, told me, be comfortable, G, I will do it this way, G, and things like that. And it's very, he's having a very beautiful aura around him with the way he talks and respects women. And on the other hand, this situation has come up and it has completely shocked the guts out of every person in Karnataka.
Okay, so the entire film industry is shocked. But the larger question is that here is a superstar. You call him a demigod who has been accused of murder. It's a serious and heinous crime, no matter what the provocation. You know, he has allegedly taken somebody's life. So in your conversations with him, there are, it is being said repeatedly, and I'm going through some articles which said that he was not new to controversy. He was known to be temperamental.
No, I'm telling you, the particular person who has been spoken about in the news is to the particular person whom I know in person. It feels like two different personalities. And however, we have to respect the law and order of the country is what I believe. We should not be challenging what they are recording in the FIR and the charge sheet. It's the cops because of whom today I'm sitting peacefully in my house. And because we are legally safe in our life, it's purely because of the law and order of the country. But it's very early to jump the gun and say that, okay, he has done this or he has done that. We have to wait and see what is happening. And there are, you know, when something like this happens with a celebrity, if there's a 5% allegation, the 5% allegation becomes a 500% allegation. The 500% becomes a 5,000% allegation. And before we know, there's an entire movie out of it that you can make. So that's what is happening right now, because I have been a victim of the system. And there was a case where I was dragged into. I got a complete clean shit in the so-called Sandalwood drug case, in which I was dragged just because a person whom I knew very well, he verbally said she is also involved, and I was dragged along. And then it took me 3 long years to get the case completely quashed and get a clean chit from the High Court. So I hope something like that has happened with him, where he can also come out eventually from the problem.
Okay, Sanjana, I'm going to come back to you in just a bit, but let's bring in Sanjay Sai. Sanjay Sai, here is a co-actor talking about two different personalities, but also saying that this could be a case of exaggeration, you know. She is talking about her own experience in which she got a clean chit.
So as far as this actress you're talking about, co-star, so she's talking about an allegation and some drug-related stuff, which she claims that has been fabricated. And I'm not getting into the details of the case. So that, if you compare with what Darshan is alleged of, is they are two totally radically
Absolutely.
Different crimes.
Yes.
And crimes cannot be compared. There
yes,
can
but
be
she is talking that, about, you know, essentially saying that because he's such a big star, there are a lot of allegations flowing thick and fast only because of his stardom.
We have seen stars, we have seen politicians, we have seen celebrities getting,
yes.
We have seen mothers killing their daughters, all that we have seen. So this is nothing new to this country and to the crime world. What I intend to say, that if a police investigative team lays his hands on a person like Darshan, they are more than 100% sure that they are getting into something which they can substantiate to literally any level whatsoever. A technical loophole at the time of trial might be a different story altogether. But what they are stitching together, now you think of this whole thing from the time when these messages have come into the private social media posts. From there, Pavitra telling Darshan how he reacted, what he reacted, if we keep that aside. Certainly, he has brought in nearly 11 people, has conspired, allegedly conspired, and it has happened from somewhere in Bangalore, then abduction, then this person being brought, what is being alleged, that Darshan had also gone there, Pavitra had gone there, that the whole details of the way this guy was thrashed, the weapon being used, whatever blunt weapon, nature of the weapon. So broadly, there are very, very minute details still
okay.
In the investigative process is on.
Okay.
So those things have been tied up, which you also know, I also know.
No, I agree with
that,
you, Sanjay Sahai,
that
because he is such a big star, I'm sure the Bangalore police has done a thorough homework before even doing that press conference that they did.
One more thing I'll add, that in the current situation, so what has changed is that we are living in a digital age. So the nature of evidence which is being provided to us today, that is way, way, way better than what it used to be earlier by way of CCTV footage. And literally we can get into every detailing, every frame of it. We can get into video analytics. And
yes.
If you only get into the call data analytics, if you get into the analytics of location, there are digital platforms which can stitch all this evidence together and stitch in a manner which becomes irrefutable. Now, currently we are dealing with things which are irrefutable. And 6 days of police custody will help us to literally join every little thread into a neat investigative narrative.
Lata, you know, because here, as one of his co-stars was talking about, the kind of fandom that he has, what are exactly the reactions that you're picking up? Is this more of a denial that he can't be involved types?
Yeah, absolutely, Maria. Because see, like she said, like Sanjana said, he is treated, he is worshipped. And you know, especially in South India, we do idol worship. You know, the audience worships their stars, right? They can do no wrong. And they are also engaged in a lot of philanthropy and so on. So the relationship which they share with their fans is very different than what Bollywood does. Here it's like, you know, member, the star is a member of their family. So therefore, what has happened right now is his fans, you know, throng the police station, throng this house because they're in shock that he was arrested, first of all, or taken into custody over such allegations. And they just can't believe that somebody who has done so much of good for them and who, you know, enacts the common man on screen who's always trying to bring justice, how could he do such a heinous crime? I mean, it's something unimaginable for them, and they're going to support him come what may and, you know, over the next few days as well, because they believe in his innocence. And, of course, we'll have to wait and see what the investigation unfolds. But as far as his fans are concerned, he is innocent, and they're hoping he's going to come out soon.
Okay, so for his fans, he's innocent. Dr. Deepak Raheja, in terms of, you know, there are multiple relationships here at play, you know, and that's the reason why this is turning out to be a very murky murder in terms of the details that are emerging. What does it speak, tell us about this man? I mean, a demigod who is almost trying to replicate his real life invincibility into real life.
So, what's very evident is the invincibility and the aura that a star like himself ends up creating, you know. But what's also becoming evident with the investigation as it goes on is multiple threads and the multiple manner in which the whole thing was hatched and executed, to which, you know, it clearly points to not an impulse, not an impromptu decision, if we were to believe the evidence and the facts that are emerging, a very premeditated, you know, manner, and almost very gory. I mean, just the fact that, you know, enacting something on screen, but playing it on real life, the difference between real and real is known to most stars, and you will not really find stars indulging into behaviors like that. And sometimes it can be a total dichotomy, like how Sanjana was saying. In real life, he comes across to be extremely chivalrous and very, very kind and very, very respectful. But it can be an extreme, dichotomy with sometimes the behavior that's exhibited when the wrong nerves are pressed, when the desired outcomes are not met in life, and then the fact of blurring of the real and the real world
and the details are still emerging, so perhaps we'll know more about it, because the Bangalore police is continuing to do those press conferences to share details. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Deepak Raheja, Sanjay Sahai, Sanjana, and also Lata. We are putting out this entire debate on ndtv.com. That's all from me. Thanks so much for watching.